Yeah, it was. I think our top order really showed. It got us off to a flyer, and I think that was the difference on a wicket that was hard. As soon as the ball got slow, they really got us ahead of the game, and then Morgs showed his class, solidified our innings during the middle, and then really kicked on at the end, as we know we can.
Tough team to bowl against, especially here at Chelmsford, and they love chasing here as well.
Yeah, and I think the conditions are probably a little bit different to what you probably get here most of the time. Usually it's quite quick and flat, and it's pretty easy to chase under lights when the ball starts getting on. It stuck a lot more tonight, which is in our favour. We were smart with the ball and really went to our change-ups early, so really proud of the bowling unit and how quickly they bought into that plan.
You seem to hit the ground running as well, which I'm sure will be delightful for you.
Yeah, I don't seem to stop at the moment, so looking forward to a nice rest in August, but I'm also really looking forward to being around a young group of bowlers, some guys who have got some fantastic skills and a lot of potential, so hopefully not only can perform well for Middlesex, but really pass on some wisdom and help these guys develop into even better bowlers.
I know you've only just touched down, but you played a little bit last season. It looks like for Middlesex, they haven't won this competition since 2008. It looks like a heck of a side.
Yeah, it's a really nice side. It is. And we've got guys sitting on the sideline who did a job at the end of last year and who are great players. So I think we're fortunate that depending on the conditions, we can play whatever players are going to suit. So I think it's going to be really, really exciting. We definitely aren't going to get ahead of ourselves. We know that it's T20 and you've got to go out there and just play aggressively and come what may.